There is rational fear, and there is paranoia. The difference between rational fear and paranoia cannot always be determined on the basis of the content of the fear in question. One could be paranoid, as opposed to rationally fearful, about not getting into a good college, and one could be rationally fearful, as opposed to paranoid, about being abducted by kidnappers. The difference between paranoias and rational fears is that rational fears are, whereas paranoias are not, responsive to changes in the relevant body of information. And the reason for this, in its turn, is that whereas the basis of a rational fear and the source of its strength lies in the external world in some objective possibility of danger, the basis of a paranoia and the source of its strength lies in the internal world, in the subject's mind, in, to be specific, a desire of his. A paranoia is a desire that, because the subject does not want to cop to it, is represented in his consciousness as a fear. Here is an example from my own life. For a long time, I had a job that I did not much care for, but it paid the bills, so I both wanted the job and did not want it. The conscious, rational part of me wanted it because that part of me knew that I needed it, even though it was unpleasant and unfulfilling. The unconscious, id-based part of me was unaware of such considerations and therefore wanted me to lose it. I repeatedly became obsessionally fearful that some incredibly minor infraction of mine would get me fired, that if I forgot to read some fragment of some disclosure form, or I came back from lunch 1 minute late or 1 minute early, I would be fired. The reason for this is that I wanted to get fired, but I would not admit this to myself, since if I did, then, so I feared, I would give in to the part of me that wanted to lose the job and would therefore forfeit a vital source of income. Those fears were unresponsive to changes in the evidence. My supervisor would assure me that the infraction in question was inconsequential, but it wouldn't matter. The fear in question was insistent and unresponsive to the data. And the reason for this is that the reassuring evidence I was given was reassuring only to the part of me that really did fear losing my job, but it was not reassuring to the part of me that wanted to lose that job. And that is why no end of such reassurances reassured me. They did not reassure me because they assured me of the opposite of what I actually wanted, which was to lose the job. Those fears were paranoias. They were paranoias not because they were irrational, but because they were screens for underlying desires. What I consciously feared, I unconsciously wanted, and my conscious fears were therefore unresponsive to the evidence I was given, since that evidence was to the effect that those unconscious desires were not to be appeased. So those unconscious desires raged on, and so consequently did the fears by which they were represented in my consciousness. And that is why those fears were compulsive and therefore irrationally unresponsive to the evidence. That, in other words, is why those fears were paranoias as opposed to rational fears.